write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know. I don't know.
That was great. Sounds of Rots With Outside on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, with my partner in crime, Long Island raised, Elm City made, EZ Blues is in the building. EZ Blues, who do we have with us again on the great program? Go right ahead. You do better introductions than me.
Some will say a hip hop, a hip to the hippie. So the hip hip hop, you don't stop rocking. So the bang bang boogie, sit up, jump the boogie. We can get the rhythm that be. 51 years ago, that was uttered. And today, we sit with someone who has taken it from the streets of Bridgeport all the way to London, mother, father, England. Has taken that hustle and that respect. And for that, and that alone, I want you to put your hands together, not if you're driving. If you're driving, please keep your hands at 10 and 2, for we do not need any accidents. But mentally, put your hands together for the fantastic, the phenomenal, the amazing, and the all downright all good guy. Kenny Merck, Deucebug is in the building.
What's good, guys? And this is Indy. She's joining me today.
Hello, Indy.
Indy.
How are you? Oh,
such an appropriate name.
Yes.
That's spot on.
So, Kenny, man, you've got huge things coming. You always seem to have huge things coming when we have you on the show anyway. But, you know, you're about to embark on putting together your first England tour. Like you're no longer just East Coast, you're no longer just West Coast. You're now a whole nother coast. What was that like and how did we get here?
Oh man, I have been dreaming of putting something together in Europe for so many years, you know, and finally happened, you know, because I didn't want to just, you know, out here you kind of have to crawl before you walk, mm-hmm. you know, and then walk before you run and yeah. go through failures and all that to succeed. I didn't want the first time I went to anywhere in Europe to be anything less than exceptional. So I was kind of waiting for the right channels, you know, to come together. And I started talking with this gentleman named Half Decent, who is an artist. And he's honestly a lot like me over there across the pond. He's an artist. He puts together shows, puts together tours all over Europe. And we just started building. And then I offered him a slot on the Aria the Rugged Man tour that we did in October, you know, if maybe we could start building something over there. And he was all for it. So he came out here in October and did those five dates in those five major cities in the Northeast and just crushed it. He's somebody that you might not think upon meeting him that this dude is just going to go on stage and be a monster, but he totally is. And we've built really, really solidly ever since he put together this little run for us overseas, because he knows all the venues and et cetera, et cetera. And I got Rusty Jokes involved. So really looking forward to that, because Rusty's got, you know, a legit fan base over there, and it's been a while since he's been over there. So we were able to facilitate, you know, four dates with Rusty headlining, but also we've got an incredible lineup of artists from our roster and indie artists, you know, joining it. I think it's about 8-9 artists coming from over here. And it's a really crazy, crazy dope lineup. And yeah, man, it was all about just waiting it out and to build with the right people or person or organization or whatever, and it seems like we really have. So shout out to Half Decent, and yeah, we're gonna see what happens, man. It's gonna be fun.
That's awesome. Now also on the forefront, we obviously have, you know, what's the next. You're the man that brought, you know, incredibleness to the cellar. What is the next evolution for yourself and for the tour for life this coming that you can talk about? I know you like you have this whole I'm going to give announcements about my announcements to tell you when my more announcements are going to be coming. I know you love to do that, but
that's marketing, baby.
Is there anything super California? Yeah, well, hey man, he knows how to do it. Is there anything you can kind of relieve? Because I mean, you did some things last year that, you know, how are you going to top these things with this new full blast coming up this summer?
It's going to be difficult just simply because I feel like it was the best lineup, you know, I ever put together as far as like Tour for Life headliners. And it's because we got out in front of it super early, coming off a really great year in 2022 when we had it. And we knew a storm of shows were coming in the 50th anniversary of hip hop year. Like I knew it was going to happen, but even though I knew it was going to happen, it still just like blindsided us because we're still the little guys, man. And it was hard to compete with a lot of these huge hip hop 50 shows that they had, you know. And while it was great to celebrate 50 years of this thing of ours and this thing that's bigger than us, and hip hop is everything, you know, and we love it so much and it was great. But I'll be the first one to say that I cannot wait for this summer to be a lot less crowded in the sphere of shows, man. Because, you know, I'll tell you, it was hard to beat last year. There was a lot going on. We even had a headliner, Havoc from Mobb Deep, ended up canceling on us so he could do one of those big, you know, hip hop 50 shows that LL Cool J was doing or whatever. It was at Yankee Stadium. You know, we took some hits, man, and attendance wise, it was solid, and it was a really good string of shows, but because of all that was going on, it could have been better. And you know, we put so much time, effort, and funds into promoting these things, and it's like sometimes no matter how hard you fight, it's just David versus Goliath out there, and you know, we just really. It was hard to compete. So I'm to answer your question, I'm really looking forward to this year, being that even though we have less to work with as far as budget is concerned and everything, I'm still happy that we're going to get out there. And we've got some really special things in the works, but we're going to get back to kind of the original Tour for Life formula and format. You know, last year was all about keeping up with Hip Hop 50, you know, which we had to do, but really it's not what we're out there to do. We're out there to raise awareness on this cause and help people and help the community and ultimately raise funds for Mental Health Connecticut. Yeah. And, you know, we won't have a lot to compete with, and that won't be the first thing that we have to deal with when it comes to putting these shows together like last year. So I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, we got some really, really cool things in the works, and it's going to be a really dope Tour for Life run this summer.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. And yes, last year was saturated with the 50 years of hip hop, and you know, sometimes no matter how well you plan, LL Cool J is going to drop a show at Yankee Stadium, and everyone's going to want to be on that bill because it's LL Cool J at Yankee Stadium. There's nothing you can do. You know, how many times, you know, promoters have put together shows and then all of a sudden, oh, Bruno Mars is doing a show, you know, at Mohegan. So guess what? You have no one tonight.
Especially doing tours all the time and being, you know, always on a tour. So the temperature of every market that you hit is different. Everything's a little, you know, a little different everywhere you go. And just randomly we hear like, yeah, Jadakiss is playing down the street tonight, you know, randomly. So it's going to probably, you know, take away from our show. And like, it usually doesn't, but yeah, these are just things that happen. And, you know, you got to go with it. At the end of the day, if hip hop is thriving, it's, you know, it is a win for everybody. But, you know, there's a business side to it that, you know, you do have to kind of deal with, and it is what it is.
But you learn from that. You know, you for definitely sure. do learn from that. And each year you get better. You know, you had a lot of interesting, not really interesting, not the word of the word, extraordinary acts come through. I mean, I know you won one tour. I think you had R.A. the Rugged Man. He was a headliner, I believe, one time. Obviously, you had Rod Digger and just like different names. So I guess like the networking and consistency has been working for you because you're able to reach out to those people. Not a promoters are willing just to put the work in and, you know, just stay focused on that. They let those L's just like get to their head, but you stay focused and you just keep going. Just how do you get through that just mentally to stay with that positive attitude and just keep it up throughout your whole team? Because you got a great team working with you.
I do. And I think that that's the first, like, the first step to that is to have a solid team of people around you.
Yeah.
Because nobody can do it themselves. I try my hardest to do as much of this as I can myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always easy. And, to have people that you can rely on is key, especially where I'm at in my life now, where I've got some health stuff going on, and
right,
and you know, I have a really solid core team. You know, shout out to JoJo, my assistant,
mm-hmm.
and DJ Funk Sway, who holds it down all the way down all the time.
Oh yeah,
Simple, and just like the homies. You know, people are always chipping in. You know, all the artists. You know, it's not above anyone to help out, or just, you know, not just me, but help each other and kind of just come together the way it's supposed to be, you know, the way community mm-hmm. is supposed to be. And that's what we're like, that's what we're based on, you know? And the thing that keeps me going is knowing that you have to, you know what I mean? You can't, like you said, letting L's, you know, get to your head or mm-hmm. Stick you behind or whatever. It's just like, look at COVID. You know, so many people that were doing things shut it down during COVID, and it's just like, not even half of them came back after COVID. I mean, we were so active during COVID and ready to go as soon as the gates opened. We were ready, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people that it took them a while to kind of get over that and heal from that and come back. And you know, you always have to be thinking in this business, you know, 6 to 8 months ahead.
Yeah.
Otherwise, time don't stop, and time will creep up on you. And all of a sudden it's like, oh man, I can't do this when I wanted to, because, you know, I don't have time to put it together, and this is going to cost this. And you just have to have your ducks in a row and lined up. You know, that's been my main focus, is always working, you know, even if like what you're working on currently,
mm-hmm.
everything is showed up, everything is confirmed, locked in, you got your flyers, you got everything ready to go,
mm-hmm.
you still got the next thing to worry about. You got things that you're working on that people don't even know about, you know, that they won't know about. You got things that you have yet to announce before you can even announce these things, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, so I love that. And I love it's like, as an artist, when you get a music video back,
mm-hmm.
you haven't dropped it yet, and you're just sitting on it, and it's so dope, and you're just like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you just have something kind of in the chamber ready to fire off, and that means that you always have to keep working to keep it loaded, you know what I'm saying?
And oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I love how the majority of this interview has been about all the things that you do with others and stuff like that, but let's be real, man. Let's have a moment for Deucebug. You got a new record coming out. And that's really the reality of it all, is on top of making sure that you're, you know, helping to raise money for mental health awareness, on top of, you know, being a platform for other artists, you know, to continue to push for their dreams, you're out here living your own. And now you have the new record coming through. What can we expect from this new record?
Well, the reason, you know, I'm reaching out to platforms like yourself right now, because I'm kind of back in artist mode briefly, because it was time. And what I mean by that is, I release music still a lot. We put out full blast mixtapes where we involve everybody, and we've got really cool tracks and a lot of dope artists, and I'm on a lot of them, spitting bars, and it's a lot of fun. But over the last few years, I've been working on a project that's kind of a concept, joint, and it's an album that's a story of my whole music career, from from local artists, from kind of timid local artists that didn't know what he was doing, to headlining artists, touring artists on my own, to then retiring, starting a business, growing that business, what comes out of that, being tour for life, and now where I sit as a 40-year-old man running this company that still does music, that I've been through my stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I've been through a lot, whether it's personal stuff, relationship stuff, things that I've, encountered and experienced along the way, things that contributed to the decisions that I've made along the way. So that's what I mean by it's time. I got to the point, reached 40 years old, and now it's like, okay, there are people out there that want to hear my story, so I'm going to tell it. Granted, I don't have as big fan base as I did 10 years ago when I was focused on myself only as an artist. You know, I retired from that and fell back from that a little bit. Started, putting on other artists and doing, a lot of these shows and tours and building our roster and our company. And so I just felt like it was time to, for the people that are interested in how we got here, the people that follow Full Blast and myself. And I'm also hoping that a portion of it kind of inspires artists, like all the artists that we work with that kind of look up to what we do. I think a big part of the trust that's put in me from Jump Street, from a lot of these artists, is because I'm an artist too. And I'm not somebody that's just trying to take advantage and trying to tell you what to do and this and that. I'm at the end of the day, I'm one of you guys too. And even the artists, a lot of artists don't even know about like the Deuce Bug years and everything that I've done. And, but I think they can always tell there's always an energy and a vibration there that, yes, I'm one of you. Like, I'm just, I get it. I know what you want. I know what you want to accomplish. You know what I mean? That's because I come from, I was that, you know what I mean? And I did that full time. There was all the years that I took to become established, and then quitting my job, being a full-time artist, touring the country. You know what I mean? I did that. I made enough bread to pay my bills off of music. And that's pretty much what all these artists that we work with, what their goal is. And I happen to have some blessings come my way and opportunities come my way in life where I now, for almost 10 years, 8 years now, I've had a job. I've worked as a full-time job. And that was around the time that I retired because I got this job offer. But, I proved that at least for those 5 years that you can do it. It could be done. And I could have kept it going. I just, like I said, I had things happen in my life and I decided, hey, this is where my path is leading me. That's great. But like, I hope that this can inspire some artists to know that if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to evolve the same way I have with owning a business and booking shows and all that, but like I feel like so many artists, especially like the artists we look up to, if they're still doing it, they've evolved somehow. They're not just rapping all the time. They've started a company, they've started a this or that, and they've got a venture happening, because that's what happens when you evolve as a man. You got things to do, I'm saying? And so that's where I'm at, and I've told my story, and it's called The Questament, and it drops on Tuesday the 27th, and it's like I said, a track by track chronological story of my career.
I also love how you brought it back to the Tuesday release days. I mean, I remember stalking. Of course, dude. I remember stalking like Sam Goody and stuff like that, hoping that they were going to drop something early. But Tuesday release days meant so much. And then, of course, you had that regular spot that you could go to that you could get that record early anyway. But we won't talk about that right now. You know, but yeah, it was so, Tuesday was so dope.
I worked for Sam Goody as work study in high school. So oh, I would get credit. I would leave school early and go work at Sam Goody. And like, yeah, Tuesdays was that was the jam. That's when like all the joints would drop. You know what I mean? And that was like industry standard. Release your album on Tuesday. So yes, I decided to bring it back to that. I'm so glad you caught that. That's awesome.
Of course. I've got come on, man. That's one of my favorite industry geek to industry geek. I also spent some time working at Sam Goody and at FYE and at Borders. I have seen every part of this industry. And I will tell you, I'm still here standing because I love it so much, even when it does not love me. Mm. You know,
you have to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I love that. Now, the Questament. What's with the title? Because I know a lot of people are going to be like, is this a tribute to Questlove?
No.
Word where he's a drummer, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Nice connection. But nah, man, it's basically my quest, my story, you know, and it's a testament of all of that. And the why and the how and the everything. So I put the two words together. It's the question. And every track covers like a 3 to 5 year span.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like, trust me when I tell you, you could break these songs down and listen to any one of them as just a song. It is a story, but it's not like, you know, it kind of evolves in itself. Like after the intro, the first two songs, I'm basically telling the story. I'm speaking, you know, in the past tense, but then it becomes to where I start my company when I was living in Danbury for a few years. And that like is when I kind of switch to like speaking in the present tense. And the last few songs are just, you know, so it's not all, it doesn't get monotonous. Like I'm just, you know, it's only got,
it's
got
not robotic. It's not robotic. It's more genuine. I got you.
It's 8 tracks long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not like a conceited artist that's going to do an album about myself and have it be 20 songs. You know what I mean? It's like, it's there's a lot more I could have talked about. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I chose the really important things, the things that changed things to speak on this. And some of it is really, really deep. And some of it comes with a trigger warning, you know? And
I hope I'm not triggered too much on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues. Kenny is with us again on the program. It's always good to see him and see him doing really good. Kenny, go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. If you guys don't mind, I'll just like very quickly break it down.
Absolutely. Yeah,
please do. That's the whole thing is, this is your time, man.
Of course
it is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. So the album, it starts off with an intro, which is called the introverview, right? So it's kind of an overview of the whole career in one track, but it's an intro. I'm spitting a lot of bars. It's really the only song on the whole album where I've got like some of the funny punchlines and the rap stuff going on, because the rest of it, just from then on, it gets serious. So the 2 is called The Questament, and it's from like 2008 when my son was born and when we started, you know, this whole journey to like 2011-ish, 2012, when things were off and running. And then when I moved to Bridgeport, the next song is called Get Out, and it's about the 5 years or so, 6 years that I spent in Bridgeport and the shit I went through in there, and how like I wanted to leave. And how like it was so important for me to spend those years there and go through what I went, because I literally moved there for my music career.
Right.
And it became home to me, and it became somewhere that I was very proud to be at. And I love Bridgeport. I always will. And but it also was like, I can't get to where I need to go until I leave this place. And that's what that whole song is about, is getting out. And then the next song is called The Come Up, which is when I moved out. I met my ex-girlfriend Kristen, and we lived in Danbury, did the family thing, the house thing for like 6 years, and that's what that song is about. It's kind of like coming up, starting a business, you know, becoming like a boss of that business and like being successful, becoming a lot more professional, leaving the artistry stuff kind of behind. And then from there is when I started, got the idea to start Tour for Life. There were some things that happened in my life, and, you know, with very mental health related. One of those things, including, you know, my friend Alex, who you guys know as well, committing suicide. And we started Tour for Life shortly after that. And I've got this beautiful song called You Can't Heal Me, featuring my good friend, Miss Laura Michelle, who sings the hook. And it's a song that I wrote originally for my band years ago, the hook I did anyway. And it's like one of those songs, like with my band, where I wrote everything. I wrote the guitar, the bass, did the drums, wrote the hook, wrote the melodies, the harmonies, like everything. And we brought it together with my friend Dan Theory, who played guitar and bass, and we laid down drums, and then my friend Laura came and sang the hook. And it's a beautiful song. It's a very sad song. It's about mental health issues and suicide, and how we started Tour for Life. And then moving on from there, I have a song called The Movement, which after the first ever Tour for Life is when we came together with the roster. We had enough artists rocking with us where we could actually like launch a website with an official roster of both independent artists and some industry artists. And all of the artists, the indie artists that are on the Full Blast roster are on this song. We have 9 MCs on one song. It brings me back to like Protect Your Neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So dope. DJ Funk Sway on the cuts. And yeah, man, we've got the whole roster on there, everybody. So I can't wait for people to hear that one. Everybody brought it. Everybody brought their A game to that track. And there's so many different styles, but we're all, you know, we are the Full Blast Movement, and it shows on that song. And next after that is a song called Mean Business, which is like, once my company roster, everything's been established, we've been doing this for a few years. Now this is about all the BS and the stress that I deal with as an organizer, and dealing with all the personalities and dealing with all the freaking the BS that I've dealt with, and including a couple lines that mean a lot to me that kind of are directed at a certain situation that, you know, I had to get off my chest. And that song is it's a banger. It's produced by King Virtue, and that's where it kind of switches up, because all the songs leading up to that until You Can't Heal Me were produced by Hanzo Blades, who's a good friend of mine, and his beats were perfect to tell that story. Once we got to Mean Business, I wanted somebody from my actual roster to handle the production from it. The actual song, the beat, the music has meaning to us and our history with everything, a lot of what the song is about. So I enlisted King Virtue for that. And then the last song of the story, and I don't know, when is this interview going to air, gentlemen?
When it airs.
We will let you know. It's going to be ASAP as soon as possible.
All right. So I'm not breaking any.
No, you're not breaking any code. Yeah. Right.
So I will safely tell you, because I was going to tell you guys either way, because I love you. Even if this was the break, I would have broke it right here. I'm behind the brand, bro.
No, we appreciate it.
I have to tell you, the very last song is a serious song to me. It features the one and only Kool G Rap.
Oh, nice.
And produced by the one and only Domingo.
Okay.
This song wraps everything up, where I'm kind of like talking about my whole life, a retrospect, like, wow, you know, here I am. Like, this is where it all began. Here I am now. Now the album's over. Here's some bars from the best to ever do it by. and that's pretty much like, it's a total flex, but that's how I wanted to do it, man. And it's a testament to like all that I've done with working with artists. And, you know, I'm not the type of dude to just, you know, throw anybody on anything. This project wasn't like, I need industry features so people can hear it. Like, it wasn't like that at all. It was because we had a solid building with Kool G Rap and his management. And he was on tour for life last year. And he's a great dude. And I got very much blessed with this situation. And I'm just really happy that I could include an industry feature on this record. And it made sense, you know, the way we did it. And so that's the album. Does have a bonus track called Don't Know that I recorded in 2012 in Bridgeport. Just because it was never released. It's a very good song, but it's very rough around the edges because it's a very old song. But I felt it made sense because I was talking really, really emotionally, like from the heart on that song. And I recorded it back right around the time that I right before I retired, kind of when I was starting to feel the type of way about a lot of the things I was dealing with and the people I had to deal with. And, you know, I could just, there was a lot of frustration in that song and like raw emotion. So I decided to just include that as a bonus track, you know, but that's the joint, man. And I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Nice. Now that the record is done, it's going to be out and pumping through there. Are we going to be seeing like a Deuce Bug tour? Or are you just going to continue to jump through with what you're doing? Because I'm saying maybe a Deuce Bug headline and tour featuring some of the lower aspect of the roster might be phenomenal.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'm working my way back right now. You know, I was diagnosed with MS last April. Ooh. And it's been a real challenge. And I've been like putting the drums basically to rest. Mm-hmm. I still play the drums for my church worship band, but that's like very much light work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For me to be able to play like I play, you know, when I'm playing the drums, performing Deuce Bug material, I still need to be able to jump around a little more. And right now I'm not as mobile as I want to be. And hopefully that will change. I'm going to California the end of April, and I will be rocking with Pace One. And, you know, all these, since my diagnosis, I'll basically, like, when I'm feeling it, I'll get up there and perform a song, do a freestyle, hop in a cypher or something. So hopefully there'll be more of that. But, yeah, I'd like to get back to doing like an album release show, even if it's down the line, and get back to really performing solo, you know, like it was so much fun. And, I just have that holding me back right now, but working on it.
Nice. That's one of the most important things, you know, is when you can now sit back and also reward your soul and move forward. And first and foremost, this is the first we're hearing about the diagnosis. So we just wanted to give you our condolences on that. And, you know, we're pulling for you. We know you're going to continue to fight no matter what comes through. And that's just who you are as whether you be Deuce Bug or whether you be Ken, you're going to be the fighter that moves forward. And that's just the truth of the matter. So we know you're going to fight and we know you're going to fight hard, but you're also not fighting alone. And that's something that you've said, and you've said to I'm possibly both of us, but at least I know you've said it to myself once or twice before when I was going through what I was going through. So just know you're not fighting alone ever.
Thank you, brother. And, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, it's like God gives us what we can handle. And, you know, it always could be worse. So I'm still much blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. Some things have developed in my personal life almost as a result of it that I won't get into, but trust me when I tell you, I'm very, very, very blessed and in a great, great position moving forward. And it's just one of those things, you know, it's just like, it is what it is, and you just got to deal with it, you know? So I, as I showed you earlier, I got myself a puppy a few weeks ago, or a few months ago now. She's 5 months old, and honestly, just like a pure source of joy, instant joy. Right. And I've just been so happy. And yeah, man, we're working hard on this album, especially of late, just to wrap it up. A lot of post-production on it. There's a lot of ear candy, like little effects, and DJ Funk Sway's cuts were all, it wasn't just like, yo, scratch on this song. It was like, here's a sample that means something. This is how we're going to do it. You know,
it wasn't just
mean?
Put there. Gotcha.
Right. And all the samples on this album are meaningful samples.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a few like clips from the news, you know.
Right.
And you guys made the.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We have a few. As it goes along, we have a few clips of past interviews I've done.
Nice.
Behind the Brand is very much included in that. And
appreciate that.
Actually, the intro, it starts off with you hear Dustin before you even hear me. On my
Beautiful.
Oh, we finally got a collab.
Hey, there we go.
We've been collabing
for years, brother.
I know. We definitely have, and we're going to continue to, which I think is amazing. So what's the next steps, man? Like, where are you weathered next? Like, you're obviously going to be doing Europe. Are we also looking at maybe a South American run, or maybe even a northern kind of Canada run, maybe?
Yeah, Canada is not looking great, man. It's hard for anybody with any kind of record or past record, man. It's tough.
Mm.
It's like one of those things where you never know until you get to the border if they're even going to let you in, and you don't want to invest in a whole tour situation and then get told, sorry, you can't come here, you know. So I've avoided Canada my whole career, but we are definitely looking to build in Europe. So we're going over for 4 shows across the UK.
Okay.
So we have London, we have Northampton,
wow,
we have Bristol, and we have Bournemouth, all in England. So my plan is to build out there and then the next run expand from that, and maybe not just stick to one country, but maybe hit Germany, hit France, hit... You know, there's a lot of options out there. And I was even speaking with somebody a few weeks ago about Ireland.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, what we're doing for independent artists here in the States is only getting bigger, which means that artists outside of the States will hear about it too. And they, honestly, hip hop to somebody in England, for example, when you're talking about American hip hop artists, that's like everything to them.
Right.
You know,
right.
This is where hip hop started, and they will absolutely eat it up over there. When you bring, really good American artists, they will support that. So I think that another thing that aspiring artists that could be based in England or Ireland or anywhere over there, Italy, Germany, I'm sure they want to come over to the United States and do shows too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I would love to start that international connection of bringing more artists from other countries to do our tour runs out here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And building with them and also going over there and doing, you know, doing similar. So I'm definitely planning on that. Obviously you got to take it one step at a time. So like, in less than 2 weeks, we'll be out there doing what we do, and hopefully that's the beginning of a beautiful build. Because like I said, we started with building with the right people and the right organizations. So hopefully that only goes up from there.
Now, are you doing like a whole kind of documentary type of aspect, keeping track of the first European tour?
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
What I expected.
Yeah, man. It's and we have a song called The Worldwide Slide with Rusty Jux and a few of the artists on the tour. that we'll be shooting a video for in London on the tour. Nice. So yeah, definitely making the most of that experience over there, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Random question. Random. Since you two are big music heads, obviously, you know, you are musicians. How do you feel about actual copies being taken away from stores? Like, we're no longer, probably soon, not going to get vinyls, CDs, and tapes probably in the next, like, 5-10 years.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, how CDs that have been collecting dust, you know, are going to be all of a sudden, like, huge items to have. Mm-hmm. So many of us have downsized throughout the years and gotten rid of so many CDs, and like all of a sudden it's like, wow, you're telling me that freaking that Candlebox CD I got rid of is worth freaking...
you know, pretty soon.
Right.
Pretty soon.
Man. Like, so yeah, I don't know, man. I haven't listened to a CD in years, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm on the other. I'm on the other side of that, because there is a rebirth there. But I love the fact that they're coming out of stores and they're just going to merch tables, because now it's going to the artists. That's one of the top things that I like that I really want to see. You know what I mean? Go put on a killer show and then go buy my vinyl. You know, whether you never play it or whatnot, a piece of me is in your store. A piece of me is in your house. A piece of me is with you that whole time. That's one of the key points. Now that it's going back to the merch table, that is really back in the artist's hands, especially in an industry who has never really considered the artist to benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's huge. So, you know, I look at that as a very big positive. And yeah, you know, where you have, you know, like Chesky just, you know, he's released his record, I believe in March as well, and already blew through, I think, you know, 3,000 pre-ordered vinyls that he doesn't have to worry about covering the cost of, because they paid for in pre-sale.
Yeah. Vinyl is so, there's something about vinyl, right, as opposed to a CD, mm-hmm. where it's just cool to collect it. They look cool. They're vintage looking. They're just dope to have. Whereas a CD is like a, you know, CD was like a start of the digital age, really, even though it's a physical thing. It's still like there's nothing wholesome about a disc, right. You know, that goes in a, I don't know. I think that vinyl, if you're looking at it that way, is absolutely the way to go. And yeah, like, people just collect vinyl just to have it. And I think it's a really awesome keepsake to have. I'm absolutely going to be pressing vinyl of the Quest Demand. That's going to be the first time I've ever had that option. You know, I've never pressed anything vinyl before, but this is the one that, you know, I should do that with. So in that vein, you know, hoping that people want to own it as a collectible, not that they're going to be throwing it on the record player to listen to it. You know, it'll be released digitally for that purpose, because right. You know, the market is going to be determined by society and what, you know, if they're pulling all that, they don't even have CD stores anymore. You know what I mean? Nope. Everybody listens to music digitally. So you got to think that it's only a matter of time for any kind of physical merchandise. If it's a piece of music, is going to be a collectible. You're not buying anybody's listen to it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of cassette tapes happening too over the few years.
I've seen that, and I'm listening to that. And I hope so. On WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues. Kenny is just giving me some knowledge. Kenny, go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Cassette tapes are cool, you know, but again, nobody has a way to listen to them, you know? So that's where we're headed with everything, and you know, it's all digital, man. It's a digital age.
It is.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting that you mentioned that thing about cassette tapes, because I remember being at a show and someone, you know, who's been on the show before, I'm not going to drop names, but has an MF Doom collection on cassette. And I had to go and get like a cassette player. Only to realize that once you bought the cassette, you also had the downloaded copy from Bandcamp. But
it comes with a little card too.
Yeah, it comes with a little card. I didn't realize there was a little card in there, or I would have had to go. But I'm so glad that I picked up like a cassette player, because now I got one of those the headphones with the orange things on. I feel like I'm back in the day, man. And it's just it's a weird kind of world. Like I'm liking cassettes a lot more than I used to.
Bro, I own Hatebreed's demo tape.
Oh, wow. Wow.
25 to Life demo tape. A few others. Sum of All Fears. Mm-hmm. First tape that they put out. Yeah, I used to listen to tapes, man. Like, that's, you know what I mean? I made the switch from tapes to CDs. That's how old I am.
Same. You know, that's one of the key points, man. And I love that this is going to be on vinyl, because I can't wait to do an unboxing for it. Because we all know how much I love doing my vinyl unboxings.
Oh, definitely.
It's one of the key things. It helps me go through life. And then actually, hopefully, I'll be doing be going live on Instagram and listening to records. That's one of the next evolutions that I want to try to do. And then
that's dope.
Contact the artist. Yeah, man, I want to do something different, especially since Instagram, when you go live on Instagram, you can't save it automatically. You actually have to go through a different program. Mm-hmm. So if I zone out and don't save it, then it only happened that one time, and good luck getting any of that. And as I say good luck getting any of that, the producer starts to throw over the curtain and like, yeah, guess what, buddy, your time is coming to an end. But we want to give these last couple minutes just to you, Kenny, so that people can fully invest in you. How can you get in contact with you, whether it be to play a Tour for Life, jump on one of these tours, invest in your record, invest in you, invest in your business. Please let people know how they can get in contact with you, brother.
Cool. So yeah, we've got a lot coming up with Full Blast Booking and Tour for Life. So anyone who wants to get involved, not just artists, but sponsors, vendors, people that want to make a donation, you know, a tax deductible contribution. We are a charity. We've raised over $60,000 for mental health charity in just 3 years' time. And it's all because of help from the community. So anybody that wants to join in this fight with us, just hit us up. It's fullblastmovement@gmail.com or fullblastbooking on any social media platform. And look out for all of the Tour for Life headliner announcements that are going to be happening shortly, within the next month or so. And we've got a lot of dopeness coming up for Tour for Life this summer. It's going to be crazy. So tap in. And as far as I'm concerned, my new album, The Questament, is dropping on Tuesday, the 27th. It's only going to be on Bandcamp for at least a month. It's going to go up on streaming after that, but I want to isolate it to one platform. All my people, all the supporters that we have, for the people that have been following from the beginning around 2009, 2010, who have seen the development, to the people that we've just built with over the last few years, all of you, if you follow Full Blast Booking, myself, Deuce Bug, or myself, Kenny Mercer, whichever you choose to be involved with, I would really appreciate it if you gave this album a listen. It's going to be on Bandcamp. It's called The Questament. It's going to be dropped on all of our social medias, so it'll be there for the taking. So just check it out, man. My name is Deuce Bug, and a lot of people know me as Kenny, owner and operator of Full Blast Booking and Tour for Life. And as always, man, it's such a pleasure to be on Behind the Brand with you guys.
Thank you.
Easy, Preston, you guys are stand-up human beings, and I'm in your corner for life, man. And you both do so much beyond just this show, in the community, in the scene. So I just salute you guys to the utmost, and thank you, as always, for having me on the show.
Of course.
Definitely, man. You're always welcome. Always welcome to join. Always welcome to have conversations, and we appreciate you. On WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, and EZ Blues.
Yeah, I we still here.
Full Blast Movement.
Yeah. I'ma ride till my demise. Crash and rise to the sky. Stay fly. Classic. Time goes by, but the time
timeless, won't die. Glide with the pride of the most high. Classic. I'ma ride till my demise. Classic. Then rise to the sky, stay fly. Classic. Time goes by, but the timeless won't die. Glide with the pride of the most high. Classic. I was born in 83. Wild style had him shaking feet. Cool Herc was breaking beats. Took make believe to a major feat. By the time I did that, knowledge was already making heat. I started learning drums at 10. Back then in the garage playing grunge and punk with friends. It was the Beasties and Rage that made me dig rap. So I stole a tape out my older brother's backpack. It was LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out. Felt like Mattingly knocked two out. Started playing hip hop too loud. Mom and pop grew proud. Said nothing gonna stop you now. Where's the lie? Fast forward to 2024. Still repping the raw rap like some underground warriors. The radio is torture. And I'm missing the days of Mobb Deep, X Big and K Slade. But G-Rap still rocking, Wu still touring, Nas still dropping, but the truth still foreign. They said hip hop's dead, but the real hip hop heads know what time it is, like what your wristwatch says. We the movement, we the best, and I still run shit even with MS. Yes, I've been through it, but I get to it. That's my time. Now here's some bars from the best to ever
flash
do
back
it.
To the mid '80s. It's a demo to Kid Crazy. G walked around with the wig wavy, the strip shady. Cook coke in the coat pocket, the road profit. Saw him pepper, but our showstoppers wanted to cock it. Golden era moment, I'm Mona Lisa. Pull up on Latifah, my nigga Jack up, Roman Repreacher. Mike Tyson was striking with the might of a bison. Forever legend in my book, the live is cruel. They'll let you back to the present. In 2 flat seconds, no heavyweight division. Only niggas mentioning the heavyweight they pitching. Everybody rich and the kids shit on everybody that pissed in. It's less soul in the masses, it's less classic. Whole music industry left tragic. Rap celebrity death matches. We ain't nobody left for scratches. Milking they mustaches, shit drastic.
I'ma ride till my demise. Class. Then rise to the sky, stay fly. Class. Time goes by, but the timeless won't die. Glide with the pride of the most high. Class. I'ma ride till my demise. Class. Then rise to the sky, stay fly. Class. Time goes by, but the timeless won't die. Glide with the pride of the most high. Class. Timeless. Classic. Goosebumps. Cool G Rap. Domingo is good. DJ Funk Sway. We are the Full Blast Movement.